Hello, this is Paula Matthews with Epic Books and Cafe with a powerful message of deliverance for someone today. I want to begin reading a scripture, Isaiah chapter 55, verses 8 and 9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. That's Isaiah chapter 55, 8 and 9. I wanted to read that because the message from God today is come up higher to his thoughts, to his ways. In order to have the fullness of what God has for your life, you have to see what he sees and speak what he speaks. Now, once you can see what he sees and speak what he speaks, then you can have what he says. And that's where we're going today. God wants us to not only see and say what he does, but the whole point is to be an imitator of God, like dear children, as it says in Ephesians 5:1. Now remember how it was at creation. God saw darkness, but his desire was for light. So rather than talking about the darkness, and we've said this before, God spoke his desire, which was for light. As the Bible says, he saw the darkness, but he said, light be, and light was. And that's the essence of our message today, is he saw one thing, and he spoke another. Now, look at the darkness in our world. Take a look at the news, at the nation, at your city, even your family. Do you see the darkness? Do you see things going not as God says they should? Do you see the violence? You see the scandals? You see the hatred, the poverty, the famine? You name it. This is the darkness of the world. The prophet Isaiah also saw the times in which we live. We'll find this in Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1 and 2. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. Now I have news for you today. God's glory is here. It is here, and it is time for it to rise upon us. As Isaiah saw it, we're in the world today. We see the deep darkness covering the earth. And even a grosser, deeper darkness on the people. You see it in their eyes. But here's the warning. This is coming from God. Do not repeat the darkness that you see. Do not repeat the darkness that you hear. Unless you want it to remain as it is. Remember going back to as imitators of the Father. Who saw darkness and he called light. The light has risen on you. Call it. Glory, hallelujah. The light of his word has risen upon you. Call what he's speaking and not what's speaking in the world. If you want to change, and this is one of the messages he's saying, in order to hear the light and to see the light, you have to come up higher. Come up higher to what God is saying and what he's showing you instead of looking at what the world is showing you. This is not something you do with your natural senses. You have to do it by the realm of the spirit. So come up higher, ask God to reveal to you what he's seeing and saying about the darkness in our world and put that word in your mouth. I recall a time when I was living in this city and there was spiritual commotion everywhere. All hell had broken loose. Churches were fighting. God's people were at each other. And then as I was praying, the Lord showed me what was really going on. He had me look a little bit higher over the commotion and I saw his glory. I saw their promises. It was hovering over their heads within arm's reach. And it was then that the Lord started to reveal to me the devil's use of deception. He does this to keep us at each other, to keep us looking at something other than what God is showing us. Because as I saw them, the glory was right above them. The answers to their prayers were right there. The money they were looking for was right there. The deliverance for their family was right within arm's reach over their heads. All they had to do is stop fighting with one another and hold their hands up and receive from God and acknowledge the glory of God that was in their midst. And they could have had it. And the same thing is going on today. Now, God does not want us to be ignorant to Satan's devices, but it's not even about the devil. It's about us and our willingness to put ourselves aside to hear what the Father is saying. We always make everything about us, especially in America, when in truth it's about God and his glory awaiting to be seen in our lives. Glory, Jesus. As Isaiah said, his light has arisen upon us, and it's on us, meaning it's hovering over us. But will we see? Will we see? You have to stop and come up higher to be able to partake of that. As Colossians 1:27 says, Christ is in us. It's the hope of God's glory being revealed through us. So that Jesus can be seen. So it behooves us to go to the Father about everything. Even everything we're seeing and hearing around us about the darkness. Let him interpret things. Let God interpret things according to His will and His purpose for our lives. Don't lean to your own understanding. Don't lean to the understanding of the so-called experts. If they're not seeing and hearing what God is seeing, then they can't give you any advice because they're coming out of darkness. If it's not light in this day, it's darkness. There's either one or the other. And so you want to be on God's side to produce what He wants for you and your life in these days. You're going to have to see the light, and it means coming up higher to where He is. There is so much spiritual deception in the world today. You risk missing God and following after demons. You have to understand there's false Christ out in the world right there. They sound good, and they may even quote or misquote the word of God. But if you heed to that voice over the Father's voice, then you will have what they say. You're under that authority and that dictate. So go to God, spend time in prayer with the Word, and ask God to reveal what is really going on and how you should proceed in the world of confusion. Now, I did this many years ago. I was going through a bad time in a marriage. I was tired of my life. On the surface, we looked like we had everything. We had the money, we had the limousines and, you know, the money, whatever, to travel around the world. But I was saved, and I saw something else in the Bible that I didn't have. I didn't have the peace. Nothing was working the way it should. Yeah, money was coming in, but there were some things that were unsettling. Again, on the surface, we look good. Because in America, you could always look good. If you have money, a nice home, and a job that looks good, and all this status in the community, oh, it looks real good. People think you got it going on. But it's underneath that I knew it wasn't good. And I remember approaching God because I saw the lies and deception, and I wanted no more of it in my life. And people would criticize me. Well, you should be happy. At least you got money. You should be happy because you got this. Well, you don't understand. Those things don't make you happy. But when in a materialistic society, that's what people look at. And that's how they measure your success. But anybody who's been there, who truly wants success from God's standpoint, there's a hole left in your soul. There's something there you know you have not accomplished. And God does that because it's more than the stuff. It's the person of Jesus Christ. It's the person of God and what He has purpose for your life that needs to be fulfilled. And there's a yearning. There's an emptiness there. I went searching. But more than anything for me, I saw the deceptions and I didn't want any more of it in my life. And I remember taking my Bible and shaking it in the air and asking God to explain, why did you put these good things in this book and why don't I have them in my life? And I was upset. I said, Lord, how can I be a Christian? I don't have what's in here. I got this stuff, but I don't have the peace. I don't have the goodness. I don't have the stuff that I really want, that this word says that I have. And it didn't take long for God to answer me. But what I heard, I wasn't happy about, not at first. Because the Lord talked to me about me. Now listen, if you're coming up higher with God, you have to be ready to hear the truth and be ready to accept the truth He speaks about you. Because anytime you ask God something, about why something, He's going to turn around and point to you. And people say, well, why? I don't like that. Well, okay, then you don't want to come up higher because you got to be real with God because He's going to be real with you. And if you can't accept the truth, don't even look God's direction because all He's going to give you is truth. And some of it may not be pretty. But understand why. He wants to correct us. He's a holy God. He loves us. And He has high regard for His word and His standard of living in the kingdom. And His word is relevant in our day. Yeah, people will tell you the opposite. That is because they don't want to come up to His level of standard of living. They want to live in sin. They want to do what they want. And yeah, you can't do that and have the things of God. It doesn't work that way. He's a holy God. But He is the same God as He was from the very beginning. He has never changed. In fact, His Son has never changed. That's why the word says Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. God and Jesus haven't changed. The word of God never changes. It's the same. It's producing the same as it did at the beginning. But I wanted to know why wasn't it in my life. And God had to explain. I said, what gives, God? And this is where we'll have to come. If you want to come up higher, say, it's us. If everything remains the same, but we don't see the results, it's us. And that's exactly what God told me. If I didn't have what He had, it was because I didn't measure up to what was required. Now, this is what it means to come up higher. I was going to church. I was doing the Christian thing, so I thought. But the Lord said to have the things in that book, I had to come up higher. It wasn't about going to church or reading the Bible or praying the same old prayers. Yeah, it's good to pray. It's good to read the Bible. It was good to go to church. But it's about, this is coming out of my spirit. Ooh, Jesus. It's about wanting more. It's about wanting more of what God has for us. It's about more wanting more of Him. And we have to do that. We have to come up because he's a holy God. He's not going to be with sinful people. He's not going to reveal himself to sinful people. So when I came to him, I had to have a willingness to let go of who I was, what I wanted, my desires, the habits that could not come into his presence. I had to shed those at the door. But it was interesting because when the Lord started revealing what he had for me, those things dropped. It was like once I saw what he had, I didn't want to go back. I didn't want anything of the past. I just was like, I was shedding. It's like when blind Bartimaeus saw Jesus and he shed his jacket that labeled him as a blind man when he was going up to meet Jesus. That's kind of how I was. I just let that jacket go, take off that mantle of wickedness, of religion off my shoulders so that I can go up higher to receive from him. And I willingly did it. And I realized how much love he had for me, how many things he had for me that I hadn't even thought about for myself. And he even told me that once. My plan for you is bigger than anything you could plan for yourself. Let me tell you, Paula thinks big. I always have. And God come to me saying he can think bigger than that. Oh, he got my attention because I'm like, let's do it, Jesus. And so I had to come up higher and shed the low level of thinking. And it's funny because I was just telling a story this weekend how I had a friend from school and we were all playing truth or dare at somebody's house. And one person said, I know you use me as an example. You're always trying to compete with me. And that was back in the day when I was still in school. And I told the person, I don't even think about you. My standards for myself are so high, I can't look at nobody else. Because that's how I did things. I thought that my thoughts and my ways were higher. I was shooting for a higher goal than most of my classmates. And it wasn't about them, it was about me. So when I saw God and he said he had something higher than what I was shooting, that got my attention. And that's why I chose to follow God. Because he showed me something I hadn't seen. And I'm a big thinker. You know, I can reach out there. But then he showed me something bigger. And I said, Lord, let's go. I'm coming up higher. We have to understand. If we want to have more of what God has for us, we have to have more of him in our lives, in our walk, in our talk. Those whom he's called, he's predestined to be conformed to the image of his son. Now, that's even much higher than any of us can attain. And our spiritual destination as Christians is to be like Jesus. We all come short of that destination. We come short of that glory, which is what it is. It's because the glory is in us, but if we're not operating in obedience to the word, if we're acting like the world and listening to the world and not following God, then we're not going to have that manifestation of that glory. We're not going to be looking like Jesus. We're going to look like the world. And that's the way it was with me. I could fit in with the world. I could do the things the world could do and still call myself a Christian. And God says, nope, you got to come up higher. For his glory was in me. I just didn't know what he had for me. And once he showed me, I was able to step forward. But that also means once he shows us, we have to decrease and let him increase in our lives. That means really letting Jesus be the Lord over all our lives. And I know that's a stretch for many of us, especially as Americans, because we want to do our own thing. We like the fact that we want to be the master of our own ship, but we're saying, Jesus, you take the helm. And that's what you have to do in order to come up higher. And it's scary for some people. But listen, we go from faith to faith, from little faith to a little higher faith. From glory to even higher glory. We're called to keep increasing and growing in the things of God. Now, I'll tell you a little bit about Paula. When the Lord talked to me about what I needed to do back then, he told me that I lacked integrity in my words. I would believe one thing and speak another. And I did it trying to be PC, you know, politically correct. I wanted to fit in. So I never told people really what I felt. I just told them what they wanted to hear. And the Lord said that's why I didn't manifest the things that were in the book, because I wasn't speaking truth. So I had to clean that up. He said my words had to be consistent on the inside that I was speaking on the outside, and they had to line up with his word, and then I would see the manifestation of what he had for me in that Bible. Now, what this meant for me was I had to hunger and thirst for the things of God and the approval of God over the approval of men. And that was a big step for me. I had to learn I can just stand with God. I can stand through and go through anything. Don't worry about what man thinks. So I had to come up higher in that way. Another thing I had to do, I had to continually line up my words with him, line up my thoughts with him, and be conscious of everything I was doing. Is God being pleased with this? How is this lining up with what he wants for me? So that was a good thing for me. I had to check myself by the word. It also meant The times that I didn't feel like doing it, I had to continually have a hunger and thirst for his way of doing things, for his righteousness. And the word says that he pours out water on those who are thirsty. Jesus said, those who hunger and thirst for righteousness shall be satisfied. Meaning, as long as we're going after him, the things we want will come to us. The things we desire and we need will come to us. If we want to increase, not just for the good things, but for the good God who's provider of those good things, that's where he wants us to be. Now, God is calling again, calling us up higher. Let him show you great and mighty things you know not of. Let him take you like he did Abraham and say, look up, and told Abraham to look at the numbers of stars. This is how the number of your seed will be. And the man didn't even have a baby. That's how God does it. He shows you something that's greater than you, something that's impossible. And then wants to know, do you have faith enough to jump in this with me? That's the glory of God he's placed in us. He's not going to tell you something. He's not going to tell Abraham to look up and he didn't have the manifestation waiting for him. He's not going to tell you to do something, to step out there and not have some way for you to get there. God is a big thinker. So once you lock onto the promise and get your sights above where you want to go, then the Holy Spirit will guide you step by step to get there. And that's why we go from faith to faith. Little steps, big steps. Bigger steps until we get to where our destination is to be like Jesus and manifesting the glory that God has in us. Now, on the other hand, you don't want to be like Moses. Moses was a great leader, but he let people frustrate him. And in his frustration, he disobeyed God. So when it came down to it, he saw the promise, but God said, you're not going to go over because he dishonored God in the front of the people. And we have to be careful. There are people watching us. We have family members. And those of us in ministries, we have people following us as well. So we want to make sure that we honor God at all times. But at the same time, we have to understand the promise is God's promise. It's not our promise. We're not making it to come to pass. All we do is walk in the steps and he does the work. All we do is speak the word and the spirit within us does the work. So we don't have to take on the frustration. And even though I understand, because you may have a promise, but you're around people that frustrate you. I get that. It could be family, it could be a business, it could be a ministry. And believe me, God's people will try to get on your last nerve if they can. But the whole thing is about him. Hold the promise above the people. Stay in the spirit and not in the flesh, and you'll make it to your destination. Do as God requires. To get that promise. Become an imitator of God and walk in love. Walking in love doesn't mean necessarily ignoring the evil. It means praying for your enemies, praying for those who aren't there, and having a heart of compassion and mercy for those who don't see what you see. Because trust me, when you get a promise from God, that's between you and God. Don't expect anybody else to see it. But know that you've seen it, know that you've heard, and hold on to that word and obey in spite of the negative circumstances, in spite of people calling you crazy. Can you imagine? Think about Abraham. He was, 100 years old? His wife, 90, she was barren. He was almost dead physically. And God saying, you're going to be a father of many nations. People laughed at him. You know it. Think about Noah. When Noah created the ark, back in the time, they didn't have rain. But God told him to build an ark. He had a promise for his family. But he had to obey God regardless of those who laughed. And the rain came. And the people who made fun of him had to deal with it. And they died. Why? They didn't listen to the word that God spoke through Noah. Same thing with Abraham. There were people who talked bad about him. And then all of a sudden, the baby came. Now we see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We see the Jews. We see the Arabs. We see all these people populating the earth that came originally out of Abraham. He was the father of many nations. So we got to look at the promise that God has for us. It's bigger than us. Therefore, we have to come up. It's not about us. We got to get out of our small thinking and think higher with God. Now, that is a word for today, but also it's the word to hold on to until Jesus comes. To escape the trouble that's coming upon the world, you have to come up higher, or you'll be caught in the turmoil. You'll be caught in the news stories. You'll be caught in the wars and rumors of wars and kingdom against kingdom, nation against nation, and brother against brother. No, come up. Because Jesus said all these things, and I've said it before. He says, don't be deceived by all this stuff. That's not the real story that's going on. God is trying to get a blessing out there. But it's not the end. The gospel still has to be preached. And what gospel is that? The gospel of the glory that's in you that will be revealed to the world around you. That's the message that has to come out in this last day before Jesus returns. And the trouble with the world, don't worry about it. Come on up. Not only will the word of God and the kingdom be your refuge from the storm, it will be your wealthy place. In this last days, God said the sign of those who are hearing him will be wealth. So come on up. In Jesus' name, come on up to your wealthy place. Men may have written over you. Men may have put you in torment. You've gone through a lot of things, but God wants to take you to your wealthy place in Him. And that's being a son of God, walking this earth, imitating your Father. So come up higher. This has been Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. May this word move you to desire more of God and His purpose for your life. Let Him truly love you like a good father that He is, like He wants to love you in this hour, in this season, before Jesus comes. Until next time.